250 years of a nation, 1 minute, one story. This is America in Focus. For more than a year, blood had already stained the soil of America. Farmers had become soldiers. Sons left home carrying muskets instead of tools. The smoke of Lexington and Concord still haunted New England. The cries from Bunker Hill echoed through every colony. And still, many Americans believed peace with Britain was possible. But during this week in May, that hope began to die. On May 11, 1776, Congress urged the colonies to create governments independent of royal authority. At first glance, it sounded procedural, political, formal, but emotionally, it was revolutionary. This was the destruction of an old identity. For generations, these people had called themselves British subjects. They sang British songs, they followed British laws, and they fought in British wars. And now, they faced the unimaginable possibility that they would stand alone against the most powerful empire on earth. A mother watches her son march away, knowing he may never return. A merchant wonders if rebellion will destroy his livelihood. A farmer asks himself whether freedom is worth starvation. And somewhere in Philadelphia, men like John Adams argued passionately that there was no turning back. Others hesitated, because in 1776, declaring independence was not poetry. It was treason, punishable by hanging. Outside Congress, colonies were tearing themselves apart. Neighbors distrusted neighbors, families divided, loyalists defended the crown while patriots demanded liberty. Churches argued, taverns erupted in shouting, newspapers spread anger like sparks through dry grass. The week of May 11, 1776 was the moment Americans began emotionally preparing themselves for separation. Not just political separation, personal separation, cultural separation, and spiritual separation. This was the week ordinary people began asking extraordinary questions. What is the price of liberty? Is America merely land, or is it an idea? The answer would cost thousands of lives, but during this week, courage slowly overcame fear. One colony after another replaced royal governments with governments of their own people. The idea of independence spread like wildfire, through pamphlets, through speeches, through whispered conversations. Sometimes history changes in quiet rooms where frightened people decide to be brave. The week of May 11, 1776 was one of those moments. It was the week America stopped asking permission to exist and began deciding who it would become. That was 1 minute, one story from 250 years of a nation. I'm Dan Bortner, and this is America in Focus.
Start your morning the right way at Holt's Cafe in Bedford. From sizzling bacon and fluffy pancakes to hearty homestyle favorites, every plate is made fresh and served with a smile. Looking for a true Indiana classic? Their famous tenderloin sandwiches are a must try. Whether you're meeting friends or fueling up for the day, Holt's Cafe delivers big flavor and small town charm. Stop by Thursday through Saturday and taste why locals keep coming back. Holt's Cafe, good food done right.
Airmaster Heating and Air. Call 279-0549.
When your heating system breaks down, it's tempting to go the quick route and pay for the repairs to get it running again. That quick fix may seem the least expensive route now, but there's a lot to consider. The age of the furnace, the cost of the repairs, and the energy efficiency of your current equipment. Airmaster Heating and Air Conditioning. They can repair or replace your current system.
Airmaster Heating and Air. Call 279-0509. We're there.